NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 28,000 growing businesses. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/wallstreet, netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. 2022 has been a rough year for stock portfolios and 401ks, and while we often hear about stocks falling into a bear market, a decline of 20% from recent highs, it turns out investors are actually dealing with two different bear markets, depending on their age.
Young people are accumulating assets in the stock market, and people in or near retirement are decumulating. They need their investment portfolio to provide some of the income that will sustain them during retirement.
Whether you're just building your portfolio or already eyeing retirement, WSJ Intelligent Investor columnist Jason Zweig has insights on how you can protect your nest egg from the bear. That's after the break.
In growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs: the ones overwhelmed with manual processes, errors, and lack of control of the numbers, and the one who uses NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system, with visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Markets may have rallied a bit yesterday, but the S&P 500's decline into a bear market has still taken a significant chunk out of nearly everyone's portfolio. So, should you hit the sell button? Should you buy the dips? And how is this market decline different from past ones? WSJ Intelligent Investor columnist Jason Zweig has covered numerous market declines, and he says the answer may depend on how old you are. Jason, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be with you, JR.
So you know, Jason, pretty much anybody with a stock portfolio or a retirement account winces when they've seen the broad declines in this bear market. But how has this market become something of like a two-headed monster, and how it's affecting people with money in the market?
How you're affected by this market decline and this two-headed monster is going to depend partly on how the market behaves, but it's going to depend even more on how you behave. And that should be less a function of what the market does than your investment horizons, what phase you're at in your lifelong career as an investor.
Okay, so let's talk about how investors should respond. We often hear what people should not do in a volatile stock market, you know, make knee-jerk reactions. But let's talk about how people should approach this market. You mentioned retirement horizons. How should somebody who might be relatively new in their career and building a portfolio approach this market?
What I think is very important for younger investors to realize is that the habit people have formed in recent years of buying the dip, you know, jumping in and buying a few more stocks whenever the market goes down, that has worked wonderfully during a period when interest rates have been very low. It might not work so well in the short to medium term future. However, I think if you patiently accumulate stocks over the period we're facing now, eventually down the road, when you're no longer young, you'll be very glad you did. Whether that will pay off in a year or two or in a decade or two is hard to say, but I do think eventually it will pay off.
So how is this bear market different for someone older who can see retirement in the near future?
So retirees and near retirees are in almost the opposite situation, because young people are accumulating assets in the stock market, and people in or near retirement are decumulating. They need their investment portfolio to provide some of the income that will sustain them during retirement. So a bear market can be especially painful to someone with that investment horizon. And there isn't much you can do with your portfolio itself that will mitigate that for you. You really have to address your own behaviors, and it's going to involve some sacrifice and some deferred gratification. You know, some of the ways you might sacrifice a little or defer some gratification that aren't too painful I think the first would be you just take a part-time job. That way you don't have to draw down as much from your investment portfolio when the bear market has taken a big bite out of it, because it can be very hard to recover from that down the road.
Okay, but as the market churns through ups and downs, people might feel the urge to put money in, and they might be afraid of putting too much in when they hit the buy button. One tool we've discussed on the show before is automatic investment strategies. Refresh us as to what that is and how it could help investors, young and old, navigate the market.
Well, so automatic investing, or as many people like to call it, dollar cost averaging, is simply a way of putting your portfolio on autopilot every month, every calendar quarter, once a year, at a frequency that you can choose. You would automatically, through a deduction from your bank account, invest the same amount of money in maybe an index fund or an ETF or your brokerage account, and you're gradually putting that money to work. And when you do that into a down market, it's not that you're raising your rate of return, it's that you're enforcing disciplined behavior on yourself, and you're making it harder to reverse course. You're kind of like a plane on autopilot that, you know, is basically headed for its destination, and the passengers don't really have to worry that it's going to deviate off course.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig. Jason, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.